Frogs and toads are highly sensitive to habitat degradation. That makes them a good barometer of environmental health. Volunteers throughout Michigan do a listening survey every year to determine which species of frogs and toads are present and how abundant they are. Volunteer Kathy Gray, whose survey route is on Old Mission Peninsula, shared her experience with Red Pine Radio producer Cheryl Bartz in an audio postcard.
Well, I do love the toads. I love the trilling toads. I'm Kathy Gray. I'm a retired nurse practitioner in Traverse City area, and I'm involved in the Department of Natural Resources Frog and Toad Survey in Michigan, and have been doing this with my spouse for the past 6 years. It started out as kind of a date night, you know, let's get a pizza and let's go out and listen to frogs. And then we found out that there was a way that you could actually be helpful and to make a difference for the environment and for, you know, little creatures that we both really care about. And it feels good to be doing something. These are spring peepers. Generally on our route, this early in the spring, we hear maybe as many as 4 different species. You're estimating the number of frogs on a 0 to 3 scale. 0 meaning you don't hear any voices. If you hear so many frogs, like we're hearing here, you hear so many peepers here that there's no break in the action, that denotes a 3. And then anything in between is either a 2 or a 1. Frogs are a very exquisitely vulnerable species, and so to see the waxing and waning from year to year of the particular species and the particular environment that they are in has really kind of been dramatic. They built a church out here, a big church, and the area where we had been listening to frogs, which is considerable distance behind this church, for 3 years in a row, we essentially heard no frogs whatsoever. I wept. I just thought, oh no, they're gone. They're gone. But you can hear now that there's quite a few peepers. There's a lot of toads tonight. What was dead wetlands to these amphibian frogs 3 years ago is now back.
Gray and other volunteers will finish their last survey by the end of June. Information about frogs and toads in Michigan can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. This piece was produced for Interlochen Public Radio by Cheryl Bartz. Red Pine Radio is a group of community members who are learning to make their own radio stories. This community workshop is sponsored by Interlochen Public Radio. If you're interested in learning more about Red Pine Radio, please contact Red Pine Radio at interlochen.org.